Well, it is a time-consuming process, and you basically have to rig up a jig, you know, across your yard, you know, so you can work a certain amount of length, you know, depending on how big your yard is. You might be able to do, you know, 20 feet at a time, or maybe make 50 feet at a time, or 100 feet at a time. It just depends how much space you got to work with. Set up a temporary jig and stretch your wires right across there, and just, I used those black zip ties to put right down in the center of the hollow part of the, those insulators, and attach it to the wire. So zip ties going around the wire on one and going around the other wire, and it holds it right to that insulator. And Donnie, it worked out really good. The key thing is if you're going to use bare wire, stick with bare wire. If you're going to use insulated wire, stick with all insulated wire. Don't intermix the two, because that tends to throw things off. One of the awesome things about ladder line is that it doesn't care what the SWR is. It's going to put the power to the antenna, you know, and whatever the tuner has to work with, you know, obviously the tuner's going to send that back to the antenna too. So you have a lot of advantages there.